There were 18 domestic violence homicides in Milwaukee in 2008, but the city is well on its way to surpassing that this year. While the latest statistics indicate homicides in general are going down and gun violence is also decreasing, when it comes to family violence, the numbers are up. Tony Gibbert of the Wisconsin Coalition Against Domestic Violence says the recession is at least partially to blame.
When a victim of domestic violence doesn't have a secure income, the process of leaving an abusive environment before it escalates to an incident serious enough it might lead to a homicide, the victim just doesn't have the power, the economic resources to get out of that situation.
Gibbert says lax gun control laws are also a problem. Guns are the most common weapon used in domestic violence murders.
That's something the Governor's Council on Domestic Abuse Firearms Subcommittee has found. And so we'll be working with the state legislature in the coming months to make sure that those laws are effectively enforced.
Meanwhile, Gibbert says there are 7 local domestic violence prevention groups in Milwaukee, but the economic downturn has affected them as well, making it difficult for them to respond to the needs of victims. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.